Hello, everyone. Welcome to Here's What I'm Saying podcast, segment 6 of School of First Thought, How It Works. We'll be discussing the division of consciousness statuses. Division of consciousness status, within the division of consciousness status, is where we are having all our experiences. This is how it works. We are what we think, see, and experience. What we must understand is that when we are born, meaning exit into the physical world, into this bubble of consciousness, which is our world, which is a world of concept, we must adapt to these concepts. What else is there but what is being told to us? How are we supposed to know that we are what we think, see, and experience? Who is running the show? Who is teaching us that we can change any concept regardless of who created it? Here's what we must understand. Regardless of which division of consciousness status you identify with in our bubble of consciousness, you will still be one with what is known as conscious intelligence, creating in a field of all possibility. This is what is not being explained to us, that we are this conscious intelligence. We must first understand that we only exited into a particular division of consciousness status to physically arrive into the world of concept. The end, period. It is up to us as individuals and as the human race to seek out that which is inherently ours. However, we can only experience any and all things based on our level of consciousness. When we increase our understanding, our level of consciousness, we increase our power in playing the game called life. We have to seek greater awareness of our invisible status and the power that it holds for us. Then we can play any game on the visible status without solely identifying with any particular division of consciousness status. We must be conscious of our connection to conscious intelligence, which is the invisible power that resides in every physical body. We must seek to understand that we are all equal within this invisible power and still equal when we exit into the physical world. However, we can only access and use this power based on our understanding of it. Yes, certain division of consciousness status will not accommodate us with the proper tools to assist us in our understanding, such as food, shelter, and education, and or medical care. So we find ourselves behind the power ball, so to speak. Hence is why I have created School of First Thought, to give you some invaluable tools to guide you in playing a better game than the one you are currently playing. The first tool will be discussed in segment 7, which I will briefly discuss: identity stripping.